I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. Governments, airlines, and aviation authorities around the world are reviewing their security today. It's a response to the discovery of two parcel bombs that were addressed to a synagogue in Chicago. The bombs were intercepted Friday in Dubai and Britain, but they were sent from Yemen. And a key suspect is a bomb maker who's believed to be working with Al-Qaeda's Yemeni branch called Al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula. The BBC's Lina Sinjab is in Yemen's capital, Sana'a, right now. Can you tell us what authorities are doing in Yemen right now to come down on the jihadis who are there?
Well, a lot has been happening, Lisa, in the last couple of days, and certainly today it's been a big operation. It started early in the morning with announcing that the government is going to practice even stricter security measures on cargoes and airports and every shipment that is coming in and out of the country, to end up by the government announced that 14 members of Al-Qaeda, 14 wanted members of Al-Qaeda, have actually surrendered. Five of them are leading members of Al-Qaeda. So this shows that the government is really taking the issue very seriously here, and they are actually under extremely difficult pressure from the international community. The United States and Britain is calling on them to fight Al-Qaeda. So they have to take it seriously and do their best to fight it.
The Yemeni government has had quite a mixed relationship with members of Al-Qaeda, the militants who are in Yemen. Number one, can we trust what they say in terms of these members surrendering? And number two, if they are surrendering, why would they?
Very good question, actually. And that's what members of the opposition here are questioning. They feel that this is kind of a play that is taking place on stage for the government to appeal to the international community and say, look, we're doing our job.
By the way, of the 14 who surrendered, according to the government, five leading members of Al-Qaeda, again, what the Yemeni government says, are any of them directly implicated in the bombing attempts?
Very little information available about that. Not even their names are listed. And it's questionable as well to say that more members will surrender. It seems that there is kind of liaising going on between the security and alleged Qaeda member who decided to surrender themselves. Now, there seemed to be a deal going on if it's proven to be right what the government is saying. But so far, very little information has been made available for the public.
You are in the capital, Sana'a. Yeah. What's security like there?
Driving through, you can see patrols and army tanks and police officers spread all over in every single corner of the city, trying to monitor if there's any suspicious movement. And in fact, on every road you drive through, cars are stopped and checked, and IDs are checked, or the car is being tested as well.
And this is just in the capital you're describing. What do we know about what's happening outside in the more remote areas, of which there are very many in Yemen?
Well, that's what the government is trying to pass on the message around, which basically is its campaign that is launching in the southern provinces of the country, which where Al-Qaeda is said to be based. And we've heard that these campaigns have been taking place in the last few months as well, but they've definitely increased and intensified over the last 3 days.
Lina, what is the United States doing right now in terms of security in Yemen, working with the government, and anything that that also sidesteps the government?
The United States has been working with the Yemeni government before and will still be to combat and fight Al-Qaeda. They've been extending training for security officers here and for the police. We hear about more experts coming in today or in the coming few days from the United States to give help and extend the hand to the Yemeni government in its campaign. But now the question is how the Yemeni government will be looking at this stage of support from the United States, because we hear President Ali Abdullah Saleh 2 days ago saying that they want to crack down, they want to launch the campaign, they want to oppose terrorism, but this is an internal matter, and they don't want any international interference in their own security. So that's a question yet to be tested in the days and weeks to come, and see how the Yemeni government will handle it.
Lina Sinjab is in Yemen's capital, Sana'a.